This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Extension Soil Health Specialist Carlos Perlez from the NDSU campus in Fargo. And Carlos, let's talk soil health principles today. What can farmers do to improve soil health?
Yes, when we talk about these principles, one of the main things is to minimize soil disturbance. So a building soil structure over time is a great challenge. The less disturbance we have in that soil, the better it is to the system. So we can work with no-tillage, we could work with strip tillage, or trying to diminish the frequency of tillage you have over time. And another very important thing for soil health is to maximize soil cover. We always want to have plants in our fields, and if possible, 365 days of the year, we want those plants over there to protect the soil from erosion. Maximize biodiversity is a key one, as well as maximize continuous living roots.
Okay, and we'll talk more about that when we come back.
For nonstop action and big time fun, come on over to Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, your number one destination for winning. Hit the slots, test your luck at the tables, score big at the sportsbook, and enjoy live entertainment that'll keep the party going all night long. Dine in style at Fire's Edge Steakhouse or grab a bite at the buffet. And when it's time to relax, stay the night in our comfy hotel rooms. Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit. Visit SkydancerCasino.com.
Summer heats up at Skydance Casino and Resort with an outdoor concert with the King of Crunk, Lil Jon. Come party with Grammy Award winner Lil Jon when he takes the stage Saturday, August 9th at Skydancer.
This electrifying outdoor concert will be epic.
Show starts at 9 p.m. for early bird pricing. Go to SkydancerCasino.com. That's SkydancerCasino.com.
Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit.
Talking soil health today with Carlos Perlez from the Fargo campus. And Carlos, tell us about biodiversity and living roots.
We can think of that in two ways. Microbial diversity, like the bacteria and fungi we have in the soil, but also the plants. Those are key. Thinking that crop rotation, making sure we are using the different crops we have in North Dakota, like wheat, corn, soybean, host crops, dry beans, canola, any other crops that we can implement. So that is good. Probably couldn't leave eating the same thing forever. Microbes are the same way. They don't like corn forever. So they like that diversity. And living roots, so those are key for us to build carbon into the system. So most of the carbon that we are capturing from the atmosphere going to our soil will go through the plants through photosynthesis, and those roots will decay. Microbes will consume that, and that carbon will be stored inside of the soil.
Good stuff, Carlos. Thanks for that. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky is the limit. And enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.